Murray Baker's there as well, and he's joining us. Morning to you, Murray.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Oh, a bit of bubbly enthusiasm in your voice, Murray. You won't get, won't let this get you down, mate.
Oh, well, it's like when the All Blacks go to play the Wallabies.
Hang on. If we're going to go that way, Murray, it's a goodbye to Murray Baker. Kieran McAvoy just joined us, and he basically said, I can't fault the action of Bonneville this morning. Her action didn't alter from the start of her work to the finish, and she's bright coming off the track. To Kieran, there didn't appear to be much wrong with her this morning.
No, there's nothing wrong with her. We haven't noticed anything. She's been good. She hasn't missed any work. She's never missed a day's work in her life, so we'd noticed that there was something wrong with her.
Yeah. Yesterday, I understand you were at Caulfield when this inspection took place. Are you satisfied that everything was okay yesterday, that she, when she was brought out of the box, that she was able to sort of walk around, sort of like you and I getting out of bed, we need to walk around to get going?
Yeah, sure. You know, when you've been standing in a box for 7 or 8 hours and you pull them out, obviously they're a bit stiff for a while till they get going. That's with most horses. But no, we can't fold her.
Terry Bailey, the chief steward, was on just before Kieran McAvoy, and he said that it's the right four, that the horses had a little treatment to get over last Saturday. Is that all right, Murray?
Well, we've had no treatment. We haven't given her anything. I don't know, to be honest.
Seems to be a little bit of confusion on what's actually happened by the sounds of that.
Yeah.
But to your eye, I mean, you've seen her pretty well every day of her racing life, Murray.
Yeah, she looks good to us, and she's like a lot of horses, always a bit scratchy for a start, warms up, and pretty genuine horse. Never had any time off in her career or with injuries or anything like that, so I think they scanned her suspensories today. They wanted that done racing Victoria, and looks, that was all okay.
So they've done some scans this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Of the suspensory?
Yeah.
Okay. But it showed already to you that there's no issue?
Yeah, nothing. There was nothing there. Yeah.
Okay. Righto. They must have been thinking that it may have been linked to whatever that they believe the issue is.
I don't know, to be honest. No, it's got me
puzzled.
Yeah, puzzled.
Yeah. And to you, she doesn't look any different.
No different at all. Worked good this morning. Had top rider on. He said she felt terrific. So, you know, we can only go by that.
Okay. So the vets are coming back this afternoon for another inspection. Sounds like you just...
Apparently so.
Yeah, you're just confident
apparently.
Yeah. I hope for your sake everything is good, mate. You don't need to get to Saturday and to be waiting till 7:30, do you?
No, certainly not. You know, we wouldn't be running her, Andrew, if there was any doubt about it. She's too good a mare.
Yeah, understand. All right, we'll wait and see what unfolds this afternoon, Murray. Thanks for your time, mate.
Okay, thanks.
Good on you, Murray. Murray Baker there joining us. So Terry Bailey tells us that she's received a little treatment to get over the run, and Murray Baker says she hasn't received any treatment at all. Kieran McAvoy tells us that Bonneville in the action this morning can't be faulted. Her action didn't alter from the start to the finish. She was bright coming off the track, and the vets go back this afternoon for another look at Bonneville. They've scanned suspensories of Bonneville this morning, but off those scans, Murray has told us that nothing has been found. Intriguing. We'll wait and see what unfolds later today when that next inspection takes place.